Hi, hello, how are you? It's your host, Brad, and you're listening to I've Always Said That. This is Sunrise on the Reaping Part 2 review with our special guest, Megan Sharman. If you haven't listened to the first part, make sure to scroll down a couple episodes, go listen to the first part, and then come right back here. All right, let's get right back into it, everybody. Enjoy. They're in the launch rooms, and Effie comes in right at the very last second.
Yes.
And he's got his little flint thing. We haven't talked about his little flint thing.
The little flint thing. Love.
Because fire is catching.
Because fire is catching. If we burn.
You'll burn with
you'll
us!
You'll burn with us!
So good. Anyway, so they go up into the arena. They all are wearing district colours.
Yes.
So, which I think is very interesting. Like, I know...
I just like how they kept calling it snot green.
Snot green
snot
for
green
District 1.
Got me real good.
So
District
good.
12 definitely, like, got the better end of that.
Locked
like, just
out,
keeping
just
a black
in black.
Outfit. Perfect.
Perfect for camouflage, especially at night, obviously.
Done. Easy.
As opposed to snot green.
And there's a yellow one.
Yellow.
Like, the dark blue would have been okay.
Mm.
But
I guess it just depends on the arena, hey?
Yeah, true.
But they get raised into the arena. It's gorgeous.
It's an interesting arena.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
The way they describe it.
And the bunnies.
Bunnies, they're in a meadow of flowers, the sky is blue.
And then everything is poisonous.
Everything wants to kill you.
Kind of like Australia.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
Just be careful.
Just don't do that.
Don't drink the water.
Mm. Gong goes off, everyone runs in. Some people are distracted by the beauty.
Yeah, which I think is interesting.
Like, you're about to die, pay attention.
Like, look alive. To be fair, that would be me though.
Yeah, but you'd die.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, I kind of think I would just kind of walk into the cornucopia and just be like,
just be like, all right.
Just make it quick.
Done. Just make it quick.
Just make
honestly.
It quick. Like, I don't want to do all this.
Like, you know how if you step off before the countdown's done, you just get blown up. I just
yeah,
do that.
Just like flop off.
Boop. Done. No worry, no problem.
Mm.
I don't even have to think about it. So much will to live.
But Haymitch runs away by himself, abandoning the newcomers.
Well, he knows that like,
he's a target.
I was going to say, Snow is literally targeting him. He got a one.
Yes. He got a one in training.
He got a one.
Which is crazy.
No one gets a one.
So he's off on his own and he's told to head north
yes.
by Beatty to find a berm.
Berm was
berm.
The word.
Yeah, so the plan is to find a berm, get in where the mutts come
and he's
out.
He's got to follow the mutts back.
Buck,
so that
buck into the berm.
Buck into the berm.
Which they find the big water tank and then they blow up the water tank and flood the control center.
Flood the brain.
Flood the brain.
Flood
just
the
have
brain.
A couple babies. That'll flood the brain. Blaine.
That'll flood the brain real good.
Anyway, so he heads north for a little bit, kind of by himself. I think everyone else basically went to the mountains.
Yeah.
That was kind of the vibe.
That's what we later learn.
Mm.
He gets a backpack first, though.
Yes, he gets a backpack, he gets a spear, he gets a knife.
That's all he needs.
That's all you need.
Done.
18 people dead. In the first...
First day.
First day.
The bloodbath,
yeah.
as they call it.
I can't remember all of them, but I know... Notably, one of the District 1 tributes.
Yeah,
dead.
That
I was like,
crazy.
Crazy. Okay. All of District 8 and 9.
Yeah. No, not all of 9 yet, is it?
Yeah, all of
oh,
9.
Oh, it is all of 9.
Gone straight away. So I'm immediately like...
Oh, that's right, because Ampet then has the sunflower.
Yeah. And Wyatt.
And Wyatt. Wyatt Callow, whose luck just ran out.
Stop! That's so hard.
Yep.
And Hamish is like, I can just see him dying, protecting Luella.
And that is...
Oh, sorry,
Lulu.
They call her Lulu because they're like, it feels wrong calling her
Luella.
And
Luella was never a Lulu, so it worked, like, very well. Yeah, that one hurt.
That one hurt.
That one hurt.
So Hamish goes off and quickly finds that everything's poison.
Yeah.
He tries to drink some water, and then he sees the bunny drinking water, and the bunny dies.
And the bunny is...
dead.
Luckily, he's got the charcoal tablets.
Yeah, and he throws up and he kind of just shivers himself for the next 24 hours.
Yeah, like, it's so rough.
That sucks, bro.
Imagine you're just, like, in the Hunger Games and you're like, oh, I have a really bad, like, tummy ache.
Like, what tummy ache?
I'm not brave enough for that.
No.
I can't get through a regular day with a tummy ache.
No, I want a blanket. I want to
curl up in a little ball.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to be in the Hunger Games.
I did not sign up for this.
I didn't sign up. It's insane.
Yeah, shit happens. A couple people die from poisoning.
Just a couple, though.
Just a couple, not that
less
many.
Less than I thought would.
Yeah, I think it was only, like, at the
was
end, I think it was only, like, two. Yeah.
Yeah. Before everyone kind of picked up on it.
Yeah. Anyway, Lulu shows up.
Lulu shows up.
And Haymitch is like, how the fuck did you find me? And she's like tapping on her earpiece, like, yeah. Find Haymitch. Find Haymitch. It's like, fuck, he's really getting set up.
He's getting, oh my God. The setup just keeps coming.
Keeps coming. Let him live.
Let the boy live.
Anyway, they're walking around. He's taking note of all the berms.
Yes.
And he kind of flops into, no, sorry. I can't remember the exact timeline, but Lulu
flops into some flowers.
Flops into some flowers. They're poisonous. She dead.
She gone.
She gone, just like that.
And it's her that he, like, tucks away in the bushes to piss off the
Oh, yeah, drones. To make it hard to get to yeah. her. That's valid, though.
Gotta do it.
Yeah.
It was, like, reminded me very much of Rue.
Very much. But, like, I think I obviously liked Rue. Lulu. I feel bad for her.
I felt bad for Lulu, but I didn't, like, wasn't that attached.
No.
No, it was definitely not. She's not living a good life right now, anyway.
Anyway, a couple days pass, shit happens. He sees Amper running towards him.
Yes.
In his electric blue.
Electric blue.
Electric. Don't forget the electric.
It's not just blue.
And they have to come up with a cover story of, like, why they're meeting up to make it sus.
Something that I always forget is that it's all filmed.
Yeah.
And so, like, they really have to watch. Like, they can't just say whatever they want.
Yeah.
Because you would think once you're in there, you can just do whatever the fuck you want. But no, you're still being watched.
They will kill you if you say something wrong.
Yeah, like, they'll just send mutts after you.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. So if they don't want you to win the Hunger Games, you'll just get a mutt sent on you and die.
Pretty much.
Great.
That's fine. Actually, no.
No, the mutts are the worst way to go. No,
yeah, I don't know why I said that. Big regrets.
Like, you remember Kato's death, right?
Yeah. No. So they look for the berms.
Mm-hmm.
And they get... Before Amper finds Haymitch, Haymitch is attacked by the butterflies.
The butterflies. Yeah, yeah. It's the butterflies he follows back.
Yes. He follows the butterflies back. And sticks he kind of like speed. Wedges something yeah. in the berm. But like pretends not to notice it.
He's like, oh, crazy.
He's crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, crazy. Amper and him get to it. Wedge it open.
Climbs on in.
He, like, gets the sunflower that Amper got off the District 9 bodies.
Yeah. Amper's seen some shit.
Yeah. Goes in there. Does it all.
Makes a bomb.
Does that shit. Does the things. Don't ask me about technicalities.
I don't have the technicalities. All I know is he blows it up.
Yeah. Puts it in. Blows it up.
Gets himself a little bit damaged in the process. Yeah. Trying to get out. Like, it's not very long fuse.
No. But he gets out. And where's Amper?
I don't want to talk about Amper.
All ham and cheese is chattering.
Oh.
He looks over and there's just a mound of squirrels covering Amper's body. He tries to hit them off, kill them, but they just keep getting...
And they're only targeted on Amper. Only targeting Amper. Like, they're not doing anything to Haymitch.
No, they don't give a fuck about Haymitch.
No.
And then they eventually leave. And all that's left is the pearly bones of Amper.
Buddy, broke me.
Broke me.
Broke.
What's that quote about Beatty?
Oh, yeah, somewhere Beatty's heart shatters. Like,
oh, yeah. A cannon fires, somewhere Beatty's heart breaks into fragments so small it can never be repaired. That's...
And the fact that all he wanted was for it to just, like, not be...
Yeah, like, Beatty knew he was going to die. Beatty was no way. They're
setting him up for death. Like, he's going to die.
But he was like, just don't let it be painful. That did not include being allowed to get eaten by cannibalistic squirrels.
Torn apart by squirrels.
There's squirrels in my pants.
I did see a video that was like, squirrels in my pants. Was Amper. I was like, you guys can't do that.
Don't do that.
I can't do that. You're not allowed. I can't watch that.
It's too much.
It's too much. And he's like, I try to speak, but no sound comes out. And then just a little buddy.
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 Okay, so that happens.
If it's gone.
Also, doesn't really affect the arena.
No.
I was really surprised.
A glitch. Of like,
yeah, a slight glitch.
And then it just like buzzes back into life.
Right?
Crazy.
And I'm like, Beatty is probably like,
what the fuck?
My kid just died for nothing.
For what?
For what? So now Haymitch is like, now what?
Now what does he do?
Now what the fuck do I do? He's now just hell-bent on going north.
Yep.
He's like, I'm going to get as north as I possibly can because there has to be something out there.
Yep.
I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, crazy.
Okay, go find it.
While he's doing that, the mountain turns into a volcano and erupts.
Yeah. Then it turns out to not actually be lava.
It's not lava. It's like a chemical burning gel.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it kills quite a few people and forces the rest into the forest.
Yeah.
Where Haymitch is. So Haymitch gets to the northernmost part of the arena. And it's hedges. Like a hedge.
Yeah, he gets lost in the hedges for hours.
And he's trying to like weave his way through, but he kind of just eventually gets spit out.
Yeah.
When he gets spit out, though, he's got some friends waiting for him. The careers have found him.
Ugh.
Panache and two of the District 4
people.
Haymitch puts up a good fight.
He does. It's impressive.
He kills the two District 4 people. He brutally slashes one of the necks with an axe. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see that.
Oh.
What?
Scary.
I thought that'd be fun.
I feel like I can't, like, they're so gruesome now when I watch them. When I was, like, 13 for some reason, I was like, yeah. Now as an adult, I'm like,
No, I kind of love it. Terrible that it's kids, obviously.
Obvious.
I know it's a movie, though, so it's fine.
It's fake.
Yes.
It's not real.
It was real. It was real to me.
It was real to me.
And Panache is about to kill him. And for some reason, as every villain does, has to give a villain speech.
Shut up.
Just shut up. And if you're going to do it, kill him. Clove, you should have killed her.
Literally. Oh my God.
Like, why didn't you do that?
Like, why are we yapping?
Stop yapping.
Stop yapping. Start.
Stabbing.
Stabbing. Something. I don't care what.
Anyway, a blow dart hits Panache. Oh. It's Maisley.
Maisley.
Poison blow darts. He dead.
Also, so smart.
I've got it.
Amazingly.
So good.
The worst part is they get you so attached to these characters that you know are going to die.
And it's like the thing is, you know the ending of this story.
Yep.
You know how it ends.
Yep. And yet still you're like, oh, maybe she lives. It's like when I read They Both Die at the end.
Yes.
It's right there in the title and yet I was still like, oh, what if they live?
But what if they live?
But what if they live?
Yeah.
Suzanne Collins could call this book, I'm going to kill all these kids, but first I'm going to get you really attached to them. And I'll still be like, oh, maybe they live.
Maybe they live there. Maybe she's tricking us. She's pulling a tricky.
She's tricking me. She doesn't trick. She does not trick.
What the fuck do you mean? They're like, she wants to go back to the other newcomers.
Yes.
Find the newcomers. Haymitch still wants to go.
Haymitch is like, north.
So they have a break. And she's like, why?
He's got to recover.
Yeah, but he obviously can't say to her. Is this when they find...
He can't say anything.
No. Silka and Marie.
But they do end up going north.
I think so.
So they kind of go back because Maisley wants to go back to the cornucopia to find food.
Yes.
And I think they run into them on the way. She's a hungry girl. She's got to eat.
I'm with her.
Yeah. At this point, I think there's only a handful of them left.
Yeah, there's not many left by this point.
They run into Silka from District 1 and Marie from District 4.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of get into a fight. And they're fighting. And then they stumble across Game Makers...
Just cleaning up.
Just mopping up some stuff.
I was like, why are the janitors here?
Literal janitors.
Like in like the games.
Outside the berm that Haymitch went into.
Yeah. Obviously very disposable game.
Right? Marie immediately throws a trident at one of them. Dead.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Maisley darts one of them.
Yeah.
Dead.
Dead.
And then the third one jumps back into the berm and I think they hear.
They hear. Crash.
Ugh. And it's just like, okay, so then Haymitch convinces Maisley to go back north again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what the fuck?
She's like, this fucking bitch.
Yeah. I want food.
She's like, I'm literally starving. I know I wasn't a breakfast person before. Any food I can get now.
Now I'm breakfast, lunch, and dinner person.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Every day.
Yeah. Valid.
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 I'm already that without being in the Hunger Games.
But then he's like, no, I'm going to paint my poster. Because they talk about painting a poster to send a message.
Oh my gosh, yeah. About the whole poster thing.
Mm.
And so that's what like kind of gets her.
Yeah, she's like.
She's like, all right, paint your damn poster, whatever. Righto. I'm starving over here, but okay, paint your poster.
So they get back to the hedge and they've now got a blowtorch from the careers that they've killed. And they just blowtorch that torch bitch. They just torch it.
Get all the way through.
And they get right through the end.
And it's just a big old cliff. It's a
big old cliff. With a generator.
Yeah.
So they find the generator.
But it's got a force field.
It's got a force field. It kicks a pebble. Pebble comes back up.
Boop.
We knew that happened.
Yes.
We see that when Katniss and Peeta watch the games.
Yes.
Do we understand the full context? No, obviously.
No, we don't.
At this point, Maisie is like, all right, let's split up. There's only five of us left.
And then a cannon goes off. They're like, four.
Four. And the cannon goes off because they send the squirrels after Marie.
Oh my god, yeah. I forgot about that bit.
Yeah, so they send the squirrels after Marie, I'm assuming in punishment for killing the game maker.
Oh, true. I was looking like, why?
Yeah. And then basically the same thing happens to Maisley.
Yeah. The swans. The
swans. Swan flamingo things with like
pinkies
the... Gets stabbed through the neck. And I'm like, oh, that's rough. And she reaches out with the pinky to make the promise. To make the promise of ending the games. Or like painting a big poster. Painting a poster to send a message. Poster. And it's like, that's devastating. And he says, I'll be your sis.
Just, like, him calling her sis when they, like, come back together. And he talked about, because, like, Amput, her and Amput, and when she's making all of the tokens for everyone. When she started just, like, spending her entire training sessions. Like, she's supposed to be training to fight for her life.
Mm.
And instead she's like, I'm going to make sure all of these tributes have something from home that looks nice and that they want to wear proudly.
Mm.
That broke me.
Broke me.
I was like, okay, well, now I like Maisley and I'm attached to her and she's going to die.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's cruel.
It's fucked up.
It's fucked up, Suzanne. Suzanne, I'm billing you for my therapy.
So Haymitch is obviously like, I'm never going to emotionally recover from this.
I'm never going to. Never.
Never. So there's only three people left.
Yep.
Haymitch, Silka from District 1.
Yep.
And Welly from District 6.
Welly.
One of Haymitch's little doves.
His dove. Whenever one of them dies and he's like, one of my doves. Stop it. Because dove, like, Lenore? Anyway.
So he just runs off looking for Welly.
As you should.
Welly!
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 Just the way he doesn't give a fuck anymore and he's like, I'm a yell.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
And he hears the bike bell.
The bike bell.
And he's like, that's her token. So he finds her hidden up in a tree and she looks like she hasn't eaten the entire time.
No, she's like fucking attached to this tree.
Yeah.
So
he stays up the night with her in the tree.
Trying to feed her.
Yeah, they get a sponsor's gift. They get chocolate.
Oh.
And then he hears Silka crying at the bottom of the tree. And he drops down chocolate for her. And I'm like, this is a poster.
If we didn't already love Haymitch.
Yeah, this is a poster.
This is the poster.
The three of them sitting there eating chocolate when they're supposed to be killing each other crying.
Yep.
Insane.
Insane.
I was like, this is too much for me to handle right now.
It was so much. And then the fact that the chocolate was still on her face.
Yeah. So the next day, he convinces Welly to come down the tree. And she's like, do not leave me. Do not leave me. And he's like, no, it's okay. I'm going to go find some food.
You hide out here in the bush.
It's fine. You take the blow dart that Maisley had. Oh. You've only got one. Just aim and shoot if she comes. Well, he goes and looks for food and he gets a sponsor's gift.
The milk.
The milk bottle. So he goes off. He gets the milk. And he's like, this is probably poison.
Yes. Such a fickle.
He's like, do I drink it? Because they're not supposed to know that I think, no, it's poison.
After the whole milk saga. Because wasn't it when Snow was like, the oysters?
Yes, because Snow poisoned the chariot master.
Yeah.
With the poisoned oysters.
Oysters.
And the milk.
And then
Haymitch drank the milk instead of giving it to him.
Yeah.
So Haymitch is like, this is probably poison.
Definitely.
But if I drink it, I'm going to die.
Yep.
If I throw it on the ground, they're going to like, you know, it's poison. If I give it to Welly, I've just killed Welly.
Exactly. You can't win.
No, there's a no win situation. Anyway, cannon.
Cannon.
He throws the milk on the floor anyway. And I'm like, that's fine. That's an excuse.
That worked
He's
out
like,
quite nicely. Yes. Yes.
But not for Welly.
But not for Welly.
Fucking Silka.
Why are we beheading?
Why are we beheading?
It's just so unnecessary.
What is she, like 12, 13?
You didn't need to behead.
Helpless.
Also so weak, sitting on like the ground. Not eating.
She's holding her by her head. What do you mean?
What do you mean? You're just...
And Silka's like, she attacked me. She missed you with a blow dart. You could have just stabbed her and just been like, you're done.
But instead, you said... She went butcher.
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 So then there's only Silka and Haymitch.
Oh, the last two remain.
And they have a fight.
It's a battle.
It's a battle. Yes.
It's very much a battle.
He ends up stabbing her eye out.
Oh, I forgot about the eye.
Yeah. Ooh. She basically opens his guts.
Yeah.
So he's holding all his intestines
in. He's literally holding his intestines.
And he makes a break for North again.
He's like, you know what? When all else fails,
go north.
Go north.
He gets through the hedges.
Gets to the edge.
And kind of just faces Silicone. She throws an axe.
Which...
And he drops to his knees. Hits the force field.
Bounce.
Comes back up. Hits her in the head.
Dead.
Dead. Haymitch is the winner. But he but at hears...
what cost?
No applause, no trumpets. No nothing. So he's like, he realizes he's got another bomb.
Let me blow it up again.
So they're watching him try to make this bomb as his intestines are like falling out.
Priorities.
And they're like, hey, Mitch Abernathy, stop. Like, stop what stop you're doing right now. Stop immediately. And I think he gets the bomb off.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
He blows it up.
He blows it up. But then he kind of just passes out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He painted his poster.
He painted his poster. But did anyone
wasn't
see it?
Wasn't pretty. No one saw it.
No one saw it.
No one saw it.
He wakes up. In
the apartment.
No, in a cage first. Oh, yeah. And he's like, obviously you've got this massive scar. Yeah, in a lab.
Yeah.
This massive scar across his abdomen.
Oof.
Of where they've like stitched him up. And he sees like a shit ton of Avoxes.
Yeah.
And then he sees Mutts. And he's like, what the fuck is going on?
Where is he?
Anyway, wakes up again. He's in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Only getting fed.
Milk and bread.
Milk and bread for days. And I'm like, what the fuck is with this?
What is with
bread?
The milk and bread? And I didn't pick it. Up on it again until someone else shared it.
Online. Neither. Did not get it. I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
No,
this
I
is
was,
really weird.
Well, I was just like, oh, they're just like giving him the bare minimum, I guess.
Yeah.
To like keep him alive.
Anyway, he does his victory.
The victory
thing
tour.
Around the capital.
Can with, I see
yeah.
the train when they're about to leave the capital to go back to District 12?
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. So he goes.
The cage? In the capital, it's just people feeding him in the cage.
Yeah, he plays the part though.
He does.
He gets on stage. Well, before he gets on stage, he sees Effie.
Yes.
And she's like, "Who's ready for a big, big, big night?"
It's like, oh, Effie.
And she's like, "I'm so proud of you." And Hamish is like, "Oh, I kind of like feel this connection with her." But then she goes, "But the games are meant for a reason," and blah blah blah.
And he's
blah,
like, "Ah,
yeah,
oh, fucking
you've
hell."
Lost me.
Yeah.
But he sees Mags and Wyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Mags is in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And Wyrus is like twitching like a bird.
Yep.
So they've obviously been tortured.
They've been tortured.
Which explains their behaviour in catching fire.
Yes.
Devastating.
Because they're so normal before that point.
Yeah. Absolutely devastating. And the part that fucks me up the most is when they're watching back the games with Caesar. And the whole thing is just edited. The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Does
don't
not
see.
Happen.
It makes him look shit.
It makes him look shit. Does not show the explosions.
Nope.
Does not show next
does
to
not show him
nothing.
Like
nothing.
Like it doesn't show him doing anything nice for anyone else.
No. In fact, it's edited to make him look like a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like he was the rascal, selfish
he's the rascal,
rascal
that
out
just
for himself.
Won the games.
Yeah. And I was just like, this is so demented. And it's like we fell for this propaganda.
Yep.
Because this is the games that Katniss and Peter saw when
yes.
they watched it on the train to District.
Yeah.
On the train
to
the
Capitol
again for the catching fire. And that's what all the fan edits were made on. That's what everything, that's how everyone thought the games were. Everyone thought he's only being punished because he, at the end, he used the force field.
Yep.
No. All this other stuff.
So much other stuff.
It's just
we're just not shown until now.
No one gets to see it.
Nope. The fact that it's like, Suzanne waited.
Waited.
She waited. She had this
yeah.
ready. She was like, I'm going to fuck him up real good.
And then Snow comes down to crown him. And Haymitch is like, I guess Snow always lands on top. And then Snow is like, enjoy your homecoming.
But you know he's not.
The panic. The like, you know
panic.
It's coming. But
yeah,
it's just like...
You're not ready to actually read it.
No. So he goes to all the parties. He's in the cage.
He's in the cage getting fed by weirdos.
He's, like, playing up to it, being like, Snow, I'm on your side now. Like,
please don't murder my family.
Mm. Gets on the train back to the 12.
We're waiting for your friends.
They load up the coffins.
The fucking coffins.
Of Wyatt.
Maisley.
And Luella.
But is it Luella or is it Lulu?
Surely
we never find
it's
out.
Luella.
Surely it's Luella.
But no, we don't ever find out. But,
no.
like, surely
but, like,
they
surely.
Open it to be like... But who knows?
Who knows?
They get back. He's kind of just sitting at the train station with three coffins, like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Is the fire first or is Lenore first? I think the fire's first.
Because he gets back home.
And he sees the smoke.
And yeah.
He sees the smoke and he just knows.
Yep.
He runs to his home. Ablaze. Their people are trying to put it out. Burdock's there trying to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's hard. The cistern's not full.
Dry. Ma and Sid clinging to each other for eternity.
They died clinging to each other.
And when they're like holding Haymitch down, when he's like screaming, let me go and be with them.
Messed up.
The fact that like surviving was his punishment.
Was his punishment.
It's insane.
But that's not it.
But it's not over yet.
Then he goes to find Lenore. And he sees her in her little meadow with her geese.
With her geese.
And she picks up the bag of gumdrops. And I'm like, oh, cool. She's got the gumdrops. Haymitch goes over. Whatever. They have their
connection.
They kiss. They're so overjoyed to see each other. And she like and picks out, he feeds her
the gumdrop.
A gumdrop. And he's like, oh, Sid delivered these to you.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, those ones are on my pillow.
Yeah.
And he looks down and the gumdrops are all blood red.
Because he got her like rainbow ones. So it was like conceivable that it was just a red one.
Yes. And he's like,
Spit it out. Vomit it up.
And she's like, What do you mean? He's like, spit that out right now. And it's like, she understands and she's trying to make herself vomit.
It's just not.
But because she's been arrested and hasn't been eaten for days, she can't vomit. She cannot vomit.
Nope.
Haymitch kisses her.
Tastes the poison
to try and go with her. But the milk.
Had too much milk and bread.
The milk has been adjusting him to the poison.
Yep. She's a cruel woman, Suzanne.
What do you mean?
He just killed everyone that he ever had.
And that's such a way to go.
Yeah.
Lenore, dead.
Lenore, gone.
He can't do anything.
Nope.
So he smiles.
He's hopeless. And then we start a drinking.
He hits his house in the Victor's village.
Yep. He pushes everyone away. He's like, they're going to kill you as well.
The only people that try and stick around, Burdock and Astrid. Astrid's the healer. She gives him
all that stuff. The sleeping stuff
to help him sleep. But it just turns into addiction. Mm-hmm. And he just starts drinking.
And he goes to sleep only to see Lenore again and feed her another gumdrop.
Messed up. So Burdock and Astrid are Katniss's parents.
Yes.
So we find out their names.
Which is fun.
So Burdock was obviously killed in the mine accident.
Mm-hmm.
By Snow's doing? Probably.
Probably. I hadn't even thought of that.
Probably.
Because he tried to stick around Haymitch.
Yeah. We find out that Haymitch knew who Katniss was.
Mm-hmm.
Watched her go around the hob as a little girl with the pinky tails.
Like her sweetheart.
Like his sweetheart Luella.
And in all the films, he's calling her sweetheart all the time.
It finally makes sense.
It all makes sense.
You watch clips of the films now, and it's like Haymitch like acting in a way, and it makes so much sense. Like when he's watching them in the chariots, and he's like head down, like disheveled, and it's like, fuck.
Like Woody Harrelson does not know what a good job he did.
Do you reckon that she told Woody
the backstory? I don't know, because it was like, it was so long ago. Like, when did she write this book?
That's the thing. Or does she just have, like, a general idea of...
What his backstory was. Like, surely she would have had to give him some information on the backstory. Like, you can't just play that well.
Yeah.
Without knowing anything.
No. There's no way.
So, like, this woman's been hatching this for a while.
Bitch.
If she's had, like, at least some idea of his backstory since the first Hunger Games film.
Yeah.
Because that was, God, like...
Came out well over 10 years ago.
We were, like, 12, 13.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was after the Taylor Swift concert. That's why I read the books, because she wrote Safe and Sound, and at the concert, she was like, I wrote this song for a movie called The Hunger Games, you guys should check it out. And I said, yes, Taylor, anything for you, Taylor.
Oh my God.
So really, I have Taylor Swift to thank for all my pain. It all goes back.
But then as punishment, every year on his birthday,
he gets two more kids
that he has to watch die.
Yep. Happy birthday, Hamish.
But you know what I saw just today?
Oh, God, what?
He was the last tribute
raped. I saw that too. Yes. Oh, my God. But then other people were saying that, like, 12 actually goes first. But, like, either way. He's the last District 12 tribute to be reaped.
Yeah.
Just like he kind of said.
Like he promised Lenore. He stopped.
He stopped the sunrise on the reaping.
Full body goosebumps.
Comes all the way back around.
I love a full circle moment.
Oh my God, insane.
And then it's like you think of Catching Fire, so you've still got Plutarch, Mags, Wyrus, Beedie, Hamish.
So many of these characters. Oh my God,
insane. Obviously with everyone else that knew about it.
Yeah.
So many. Plutarch, you motherfucker.
You motherfucker, Plutarch.
Had to wait 25 years.
Insane.
For another chance.
Insane that he had to just keep watching this every year for 25 years.
Yeah.
That is insanity. When I got to the end and it just said epilogue, I went, oh no, this is about to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I was already crying. There was tears all down my face. But I was like, all right. And apparently that wasn't enough. We're going back for more. Because I could see, like, you know, when your eyes just kind of scan the page when you turn to it, I could see Katniss's name and I was like, oh no. Oh no. When she was like, you know, she's smarter than me or maybe just luckier. Like, she's the one who stopped the sunrise on the reaping. I was like,
stop it. Yeah, she was...
God, it crushed me.
He was the spark. She was the flame.
Oh my God.
Of the rebellion.
Yep.
Because that's the Flint starter.
Yeah. And the fact that... Wasn't it Maisley had the Mockingjay pin as well?
Maisley had the Mockingjay pin and didn't like it, so she didn't wear it.
That's how it ended up in the hob.
Mm. Which, either Tam Amber or...
Did I say someone took it?
Oh, who's the fuck now?
I think Tam Amber made it.
Tam Amber made it.
Yes.
And gave it to her, and she didn't like it. He also made the Flint striker.
Yeah, he made all the funky things.
Yeah. I want one.
Okay. I used to have a Mockingjay necklace.
Oh my God.
I don't know what happened to it. I was like 15.
You didn't have a pin.
Well, I think, I don't know. It was from like eBay or something.
Oh, okay,
I didn't have any money. I was 15. Okay, girl. Have you seen the theories that this is another trilogy?
Yes.
Yes.
Especially looking at the covers of the book. And relating to the covers of the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the full circle, the broken circle, and then the free bird.
Yes. But then it's also like the... Oh, what's the first one again? I forget what the first one is, but then it's like a normal Hunger Games, a Quarter Quell,
a rebellion. Yes.
We've got the normal games. We've got a Quarter Quell. Maybe this... Like maybe she will write another book that is the first rebellion that caused
the Hunger Games
to start. The Dark Days. I would love... That.
I would love that as well. The only thing, which I think would have a issue with like the non-center fan base, like the people that aren't obsessed like we are,
mm-hmm.
there's no characters to relate.
Like, I can
to
be get like, attached to new characters.
Oh no, me too. Easily. I will eat that up.
I'll eat that up.
Day in, day out.
Not an issue for me. But other people might, yeah.
Yeah. The wider and audience.
I don't think like someone said that like she doesn't write unless she has something to say.
Surely she's got
more to say. But the way the world is going.
Yeah. And this would have been written.
She'll have more to say.
If it's come out start of this year, it would have been written well over a year ago. Way before
anything that's...
So now that this is all happening.
That has occurred.
Exactly.
She's got something to say again, I'm sure.
Please, Suzanne,
have more to say. I'd read her grocery lists.
Because they announced the book and the movie at the same time.
They did,
so
books,
the movie's coming out end of next year. Yeah, I know. So long away. They're starting production next month, though.
It's so long to wait.
I only have one casting request.
Okay.
For Snow.
Okay.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, isn't that the guy's son?
Literally plays... Donald Sutherland's son.
Perfect. Done.
You,
I agree.
You know the show 24?
No.
Jack Bauer?
No.
You a photo.
You've lost me, girl. I think I did see a photo of him like with his dad though, so...
Yeah,
I was like,
I didn't make the connection that they were related. Because I'm an idiot.
No arguments here.
Also, I don't know how I feel about the name Kiefer though.
Keith is a weird name.
And it's like perfect.
It's like Queef.
Perfect age.
Sorry. Yeah, but he looks like he could be evil.
Yeah.
Sorry to this man.
No, for sure.
Sorry to this man. Well, but.
He's Donald's son.
He's Donald's son.
Rest in peace, Donald.
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He died a while ago, I think.
I feel like you've like triggered me remembering seeing something.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
This was
He died a while ago. 20th of June, 2024.
Oh, only last year.
Yeah, I thought we were in 2026 for some reason.
Girl, no. We're not that close to Sunrise on the Reaping, sorry.
No, yeah, he died. I knew he died fairly recently.
Oh, okay.
Why? But every time I see him in another movie, I'm like, it's Snow.
It's President Snow.
President Snow. But yeah, everyone else, I don't really have any...
No, I don't have any, like... wishes. I've never been big on the fan casts because I'm like, I don't know.
No, I will have an issue, though, if they're all, like, 30.
Yes. Keep... Like, to be fair, though, Suzanne always has a say in the casting.
Yes,
so
true.
So I feel that we're safe.
Fingers crossed.
I need... And this is so dumb. I need to see young Haymitch because when I read the book, all I could picture was current age Woody Harrelson. That was all I could see. I was like, I don't have, like, any other Haymitch reference in my head.
Yeah.
So it was just like... He's like, I'm 16. And I'm like, yeah, that's wrinkly Haymitch. Wrinkly Woody Harrelson. Sorry to Woody Harrelson. But that was all I could picture. I had no other frame of reference.
But that's so fair. I think I was picturing myself.
Oh.
Only because it's like POV.
POV. You're Haymitch.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I am in the book and I'm not really like looking at myself.
Smart.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. But reading that, it as a POV.
But when I do think of it, I can only think of that YouTube fan film of Catching Fire. Of the 50th Games.
Yes.
Because it's so well done.
Yeah. I think Maisley, I feel in my head she's blonde.
She is blonde.
She's blonde?
She has
Canon?
To be blonde. Canon.
Canon.
Yeah.
She can't not be. She just gives such blonde energy.
Mm. And there's so many big choices to make because we know what these people look like older.
Yes, this is so true.
Haymitch, Burdock, Astrid.
So many of Effie, these characters come back.
Mags, Wyrus, Beatty, Plutarch, Snow.
Too many.
Effie.
Too many.
So many that they have to get right.
Mm-hmm. Pressure's on.
And this, I have a big issue. My biggest issue.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we're going so long.
You just have so much to say.
My biggest issue with the first film, mm-hmm. Hunger Games, original, the death order is not correct.
Oh.
It's not correct. Who dies on the first day isn't even shown up in the sky in the Fallen. It's not correct. Like, the District 10 female tribute dies mm-hmm. in the bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
The last tribute shown is the District 9 tribute.
Oh, wrong.
So it's just wrong. It's like, just simple wrong. Little errors like that.
That people do pick up on.
I
did not.
Furious. Furious.
Furious.
They fixed it in Catching Fire.
Good.
Good.
Follow the book.
Yes. Follow
it's
the
there
book.
For a reason.
100%. It's like when, in the first Hunger Games, the District 4 female was a career.
Yes.
She was with Kato, Glimmer, Clove, Marvel,
uh-huh.
and Peter. She died with the Trackjackers.
Oh my god, yeah, I forgot about the Trackjackers.
Me too, No, they just killed her in the cornucopia. No!
No.
Just follow the book.
It's not that hard. It's right there. It's literally your blueprint.
Honestly.
Follow it.
Okay, I think we've talked for quite a while.
Wrap it up. I'm sick of hearing myself.
Well, I'm going to have to listen to this whole thing 30 times.
Oh, you have to listen to my voice so many times. I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you for being here, Megan from Canberra.
Thank you so much for having me, Bradley from Wollongong. This is so exciting.
That's crazy. Okay, well, let us know your thoughts on the book.
Please.
And if you do have a fast, wow.
A fan cast?
Fan cast, thank you.
Got you.
Let us know in the comments. Remember to like, comment, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod. This is your host, Brad, at ivealwayssaidthat. Love you, bye.